We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Now, God created us as the object of His love. The greatest expression of that love is to be found in the person of Jesus Christ. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. It's Pastor Jerry Burns from Kitchener Baptist Church and Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're going to continue our series on this radio program. We are looking at four universal truths. And last week we looked at who am I? From a biblical perspective, we looked at what the Bible has to say about who we are in Christ and who we are without Christ. The term that is used in our world a great deal is the term worldview. And as you might expect, it simply refers to how we view the world. Now, this is of importance when it comes to answering questions and making decisions. Again, we're looking at four universal questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? The answers to these questions will vary with the perspective of the one who seeks the answers. Or another way we can say it is that how we answer these questions will indicate our worldview. Now, many people truly struggle to come up with answers to these questions. Yet I believe, and I'm convinced, that with a biblical worldview, these answers are not difficult at all. We need to make sure that we have a biblical worldview. Now, God has not left us clueless. That's a blessing. He's given us answers. He's given us wisdom. He's given us help. And He has revealed to us the answers that we need to life's pressing questions. He's given us those answers in His Word. And so this morning here on Timeless Truths, I want us to consider the question, where did we come from? In order for us to answer that question, we're going to have to look at three fundamental truths. Three fundamental truths. Let me say this as we move into this message, that I'm praying for you. And if you have any questions, you have any concerns, or you have any prayer requests, please reach out to us here at Timeless Truths. We'd love to be a help to you, a blessing to you, and an encouragement to you. So let's look at three fundamental truths and answer the question this morning, where did we come from? Number one, we need to remember from Scripture, the Bible teaches us that God created everything. God created everything. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And this is a declaration of God's truth. It is not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. It is a declaration of God's truth. You know, if you have a problem with verse number 1 of chapter 1 in the book of Genesis, then you're going to have a problem with every verse that follows. You see, this book is God's word. This is the Bible. And it means that it is truth. Not some of it, not most of it, but all of it is true. As a child, I struggled with being obedient to my parents. Now, I think all of us are like that because all of us have a sinful nature. And oftentimes when I would question my parents' response, now they weren't telling me to do something unbiblical, and they weren't telling me to do anything that was illegal or immoral. They were just telling me to make my bed or go to bed. What a parent is supposed to do. And yet I struggled and I questioned what they had to say. And when I questioned them, they would respond many times like this. They would say something like this, because I said so. You know, my dad wasn't a perfect dad and my mom is not a perfect mom, but I had to make a choice. I was either going to submit to the authority in my life, my parents, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is a God-given authority. I was either going to submit to them as the authority in my life, or I was going to rebel against them and suffer the consequences. You know, the Bible teaches us in His Word that in the beginning, God created everything, period. No discussion, no debate. This is a declaration of God's truth. Yet humanity has debated this from the very beginning. Adam tempted Eve by asking a seemingly innocent question, yea, hath God said? Yet here is the beginning of our problems. You see, often we question God's word. We have been accused as Christians as having blind faith. Yet truth be told, all faith is a blind faith, or otherwise it isn't faith at all. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In recent years, so-called scientists have proposed many different theories of where this world has come from. Whether it was the Big Bang or the ancient ooze or the long process of evolution, there's a big problem in the world's opinion or the world's view of the origin of our world or how this world came into being. The problem with every one of their theories is that when you trace it back, eventually you get to the place where something came from nothing. And you have no answers to that. But God does. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, God created us as the object of His love. The greatest expression of that love is to be found in the person of Jesus Christ. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. God created this world. God created this world in six literal days. God created this world out of nothing. And God created us as objects of His love. Number two, remember, these are three fundamental truths in understanding where we came from. Number two, God custom designed each of us. God custom designed each of us. The Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Now listen, friend, we are created by an architect, not by an accident. We are created by an architect, not by an accident. I have three sisters, and my parents would often tell me that I was unplanned. And there's a big difference between being unplanned and being an accident. You see, there is no accidents with God. There's no accidents with God. And this is true for every single person that's listening to this program here this morning. It has nothing to do with good parents or bad parents. Maybe your parents didn't want you, or perhaps you grew up feeling unwanted. Realize this morning that the reason you are here is because God custom designed you. It is because He had a place and a purpose and a plan for your life. We are created in the image of God. We go to Genesis chapter 1. We jump down to verse 27. The Bible says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 10, He found him in a desert place in need or in helplessness. and he was in the waste howling wilderness. This speaks of in danger. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. This is speaking of the pupil. In a mirror, the pupil is what allows us to see ourselves. And when God looked at his people, God saw his own image. The reality is that we are different from all of the animals in the world. The reality is that God created us in his own image. Only we are created in the image of God. Heathen cultures created their gods in the images of animals, but God created us in his own image. It's Pastor Burns again from Kitchener Baptist Church and Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We'll continue our message in just a moment. We're thankful for your support of our ministry. It's our desire to preach the Word of God to our city and region. We want you to partner with us. Can you share our website, KitchenerHope.com? It's a site that gives the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and it teaches us how we can know Jesus and have a home in heaven. Share it with your friends and family members. Again, that's KitchenerHope.com. You can financially support our radio ministry and help keep us on the air by sending a check or e-transfer to our ministry. E-transfers can be emailed to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. No password is needed. Again, that's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. Checks can be mailed to Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720, that's 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Thank you in advance for loving the gospel. In times like these, you need someone to pray for you. We want to be that someone in your life. You can submit your prayer request at KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. That's KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. It would be an honor to pray for you and with you. We have already prayed for you today. Our prayer is that this Bible message will help you grow and know Jesus Christ. Let's get back to our message this morning. God custom designed each of us. The Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Now listen, friend, we are created by an architect, not by an accident. We are created by an architect, not by an accident. I have three sisters, and my parents would often tell me that I was unplanned. And there's a big difference between being unplanned and being an accident. You see, there is no accidents with God. There's no accidents with God. And this is true for every single person that's listening to this program here this morning. It has nothing to do with good parents or bad parents. Maybe your parents didn't want you, or perhaps you grew up feeling unwanted. Realize this morning that the reason you are here is because God custom designed you. It is because he had a place and a purpose and a plan for your life. We are created in the image of God. We go to Genesis chapter 1. We jump down to verse 27. The Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 10, he found him in a desert place in need or in helplessness. And he was in the waste howling wilderness. This speaks of in danger. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. This is speaking of the pupil. In a mirror, the pupil is what allows us to see ourselves. And when God looked at his people, God saw his own image. The reality is that we are different from all of the animals in the world. The reality is that God created us in his own image. Only we are created in the image of God. Heathen cultures created their gods in the images of animals, but God created us in his own image. That means you are perfect just the way you are, the way you look, the way you smile, the way you laugh, your personality. It is custom designed by God himself. He created all of it. The Bible says that God designed us in his image. And when we make fun of each other as humanity, we are actually mocking God, because God is the creator of us. We are created in his image. We are created in the image of God. And one day we will have a glorified body as Christians. What a wonderful day that will be. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. God is the creator of everything, and God created us as objects of love. He created us in his image. We are custom designed by God himself. Listen, the way you look, I understand that Hollywood is constantly telling us that you got to look this way or you got to look that way in order to be accepted, in order to be approved. But listen, you are custom designed by God, and God doesn't make garbage. God doesn't make trash. God doesn't make mistakes. God custom designed you. And God created all of these things, and God created us because God wanted to do it. You know, there are things in our life that we have to do. I always heard the saying growing up that there's only a couple things we have to do. We have to die and pay taxes. Well, the reality is you don't really have to pay taxes. You might go to jail. You'd be arrested. You know, you might have more fees on top of your taxes, but you really don't have to pay taxes, but you do have to die. The Bible says that no man can discharge from that war. All of us one day will die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, unless the rapture occurs and we are carried away to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful day that will be. As Christians, we have that hope in our heart. But there are things that I do because I must do, or there are things that I do because of obligation in my life. And when something that I do out of pleasure or a hobby becomes an obligation, then, you know, it kind of loses its joy and it kind of loses its pleasure. But God made us for his pleasure. This is what the Bible says. God created us because he truly wanted to do so. The Bible says in Revelation 4, verse 11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, not because God needed to do it, but because God wanted to do it. God created us because we are the apple of his eye. We are created in his image. The animals are not created in the image of God. The trees are not created in the image of God. But humanity is created in the image of God. God created us for his pleasure. Now, when we understand who we are and when we understand where we came from, we can begin to understand that God is working in this world and that he is working in our lives to accomplish his will. So what is his will? Remember, we're looking at three fundamental truths to understand where we came from. Number one, God created everything. End of discussion. No more debate. This is a declaration from God himself. God created everything. Number two, we are custom designed by God. God created us in his image. God created us perfectly. God doesn't make garbage. God doesn't make trash. God created us in his image. And number three, God's will is that we would return to him. God's will is that we would return to him. Now, we have to understand what I'm talking about here. We have to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. You see, we are created in the image of God. But when Adam sinned, he plunged the human race into sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22 says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." And we are all in Adam. It means that the image that we were created in, we were created in the image of God. It has been marred because of sin. When you look at God's creation in Genesis, and when you look at when God created everything, he said it is very good. It is perfect. It is righteous. It is wonderful. It is very good. But when we look at the human race today, we don't see something that's very good. We don't see perfection or righteousness. We see corruption. We see sin. We see hurt. We see sickness. We see coronavirus. We see cancer. We see hunger and famine. We see all of these things because we are all under sin, and because sin has marred or sin has kept us from seeing what is good and what is wonderful and that image of God in our life. And the big problem, and this is a big problem, the big problem is we cannot save ourselves. Now, people have tried in the name of religion. They have done a whole bunch of different things to try to get God's favor. People have nailed themselves to crosses. People have been baptized. People have been good and tried to be good and pay their fees or whatever the case is. And all in the name of religion. They've joined denominations. They've memorized scriptures. They've done all of these things trying to get God's favor, trying to get God's attention. And yet the Bible teaches us that we have all come short of the glory of God. Now, when we come short of God's glory, it's not talking about the evil things, but it's also talking about the good things. In other words, nothing that we can do as a people, nothing that we can do as humanity can ever get to the standard of God. We have all come short. The Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. Not the wicked things we do, but even the good things we do still come short of God's perfect standard. The only remedy for our sin is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he went to a cross and died for the sins of the world over 2,000 years ago. Jesus died a criminal's death so that we can live. And he invites us to come to him. That's the great news. You see, we were created by God in his image. And because of sin, we fall short. And now God calls us to come to him because he has remedied the problem. He has cured our sin. He has paid that debt through the cross, through his blood. We call it the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he invites us to come to him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so think about this, friend. The Bible teaches us that God's will is that we would come to him again. We would have fellowship with him again, a relationship with him again. We are lost, but we can be found. We are blind, but we can see. We are helpless, but we can be helped. We are dead, but we can live again. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So where did we come from? We came from a loving God, and he has created us in his image. He has created us for a purpose. He has created us on purpose. But because of sin, we are separated from God. We are separated from God's purpose. We are separated from God's plan. And because of sin, the image of God that we are created in has been marred. But we can return to God once again through his son. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We can come to God again, and we can have a relationship with him again because he loves us. He created us in his image. God wants to have a relationship with us again. Friend, today, where did we come from? We came from our Creator, God, and he loves us so. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, would you take a moment today and bow your head? If you believe the gospel, if you believe that you're a sinner, would you ask Jesus to save you? I prayed a prayer like this as a boy. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know that I'm separated from you. Please wash my sins away. Give me a home in heaven. Take me to heaven with you when I die. You know, it's not really about the words of the prayer, but it's the heart decision to put your faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can look it up. It's in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13. It's a wonderful promise to all of those who are lost in their sin, who are blind and helpless and dead, that they can have life in Jesus once again. Christian, don't let the world tell you that you're a mistake. Don't let the world tell you that you don't have purpose. You have purpose in Jesus Christ. And we can live the victorious Christian life because of all that Jesus has done for us. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for our program on this wonderful Lord's Day. If you have any prayer requests or needs or questions, please reach out to us here at Timeless Truths. We'd love to help you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.